in a greedy little world that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. A lot more than we had before. So take me to the
good afternoon, good morning, wherever you are all over the world. I just want to welcome you to Cashflow. This is James Martinez. My co-host is currently traveling right now, and he's probably going to be listening as well. So hello, John, if you can hear me. Hello, everybody. Hope you had a great weekend. I know everybody's in the midst of the holiday rush now. Running around spending. But I'm curious just to know what you're spending on, as well as how you're spending, and what's in your budget this year for Christmas in terms of the holidays. Can you afford to do it this year? I know, obviously, money is relative in terms of how much you have to everybody else, but in terms of what you spend for the holidays, how much do you have? How are you going to spend it? And how do you plan on making it through the holiday season? Because you know everybody is going to be partying, families come together, travel, all of that stuff. It's probably, I don't know, it depends on how you perceive it, of course, but it's probably going to be a little bit more stressful because of the elevated prices, travel costs, and everything else like now. So it's probably going to be a little different this year. I know it is going to be for myself, as well as some friends of mine, because of the economic situation as it stands in the U.S., as well as their individual people out there that I know. This year is a lot different than ever before in terms of what they're spending. And what I'm also seeing, too, as well, is I was in Arizona. I was actually meeting John in Arizona, and I happened to look at a little bit of the culture there and see how they're getting ready for the holidays. And totally different culture than California, obviously. And seems to me the stores are doing everything they can to get you to get some form of a credit card that they issue during the holidays, where they already know that you've got financial problems. They're aware of that. Okay, so what they're doing, this strategy, what I saw in the store, is they're asking you to get the credit card with them, get the 20% off, get the card later, 30 days later. So in other words, you can have no money, nothing, and you can create some in the store right there, right that moment, sign the application, they'll run your DNA check, which is the credit bureau check, and if you make it out, in some cases they don't even do that, and if you make it out, they you can make your purchase in the store right there, right then. And I'm thinking, other times I've seen people get it issued right away. I don't obviously have privy information of their credit reports, but when they do that, they are issued the card right away. And there's limitations on what they can spend, obviously, because they may have bad credit, so maybe like $500 to $1,000. Again, this is more reinforcement of the problem is by you falling prey to the economic situation right now and what the stores are going to be doing to consumers to get them to spend. They have not been doing very good right now, and we're going to take a break and understand John is coming on the air.
Yay!
We'll be right back after this.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology. And we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR-1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
Okie dokie. I think John is on. Is John here? John, you there? Driving
I'm
along?
Here. I'm here.
Hey,
hello.
Good. How far are you gotten on the road?
Are you out of town yet? Yeah, I'm not even out of town, and I just had to jump off here. And I'm just sitting in the parking lot of one of our cultural icons here of America, Mickey D's.
good.
You were talking about culture before?
Uh-huh.
Do they have such a thing out in California, the land of fruit, nuts, and flights?
You know what? It's a mix of all different people from all over the place, all trying to do the same thing against the same people, with the same people. It's a total – it's a soup.
Well, I was glad that we finally got to do a face-to-face.
Yeah, finally. Everybody that's listening, some of you probably realized and were asking me in the past that you two know each other? No, we've not met. We met because, like all of you who are listening, same bridge for the same cause. That's how we met. But we finally met in Arizona.
Yeah, and Michael Herzog, he stopped by last night. And, you know, he was even wrong about how we had met and how long we knew each other. He thought we had been friends for years.
Really? See?
Yeah, it's like we host and co-host, and people think, gosh, they get along so well and they mesh real well, so they must have been doing this for a long time, or they've known each other for a long time.
That's right. That's right. You know, on the way out of there, or actually when I was, before I had breakfast with you, I met somebody that went to the same college as me who happens to be a big-time attorney and is friends with Mel Gibson's attorney, and I'm going to be I'm going to be contacting Mel Gibson's attorney because I know that when Freedom to Fascism was made, Aaron was telling me about his conversations back and forth with Mel, and saying that he was a big supporter of his work, and I'm probably going to contact him and then contact Mel as well because I want him to know about the show, and I want everybody to know about the show.
We need everybody to know about this show.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Everybody needs to know about this show, whether they know it yet or not.
Yeah, and I was about to, I was thinking while on break that I can honestly say pretty much, I'm pretty sure that this radio broadcast about the credit card companies and the economics of the U.S. is probably the only one in the United States that has not sold off or sold out. And you get it in its purest, most accurate form. Anywhere. This is the only one, I'm pretty sure.
And who we're bringing on board is not going to want us to dilute the message. As a matter of fact, it will work out in their benefit. We're teaming up with some other people. And when we speak about agendas, that's not necessarily a bad thing, folks. You know, oh, well, he's got an agenda. Well, an agenda is not a negative thing.
Right.
So we've got, we're jumping in with some other people that have their own agenda that meshes with this deal, and there's going to be a group of happy campers. With most of the people, though, we're not going to make happy, James. We're not going to make the credit card people happy and or the banks.
Right, but I don't think I'm presuming and visualizing a sharp shift in thinking as Ron Paul gets moving, because it's interesting. I was driving out of town, and I know some people in Arizona. I did get some phone calls from them, and after we started talking, this guy was personal friends with Mrs. McCain, John McCain's wife, and he was a big McCain. He was definitely going to vote for McCain. And then I went straight to the money with him, and I said, okay, do you like paying taxes? No. Do you like the dealing with the credit card companies and what they do to you? No. Well, if you vote for this guy, he's going to get rid of that stuff. Done. Done, done, done. He's already, like, done. Ready to vote for the other Ron Paul now, instantly. That's all it took. It was real easy. Didn't even have to talk about the movie or Freedom to Fascism or anything. I just talked about that.
Are bankers your friends? No. Is the IRS loving? Are they legal? No. Do you like all the taxes you're paying? No. Okay,
right.
Vote for Ron Paul. But you know what they're doing now, though, James? They're pushing the heck out of Brownback. Brownback
is because of Oprah, right? Mm-hmm.
Well, that was Obama.
Obama. No,
Brownback on the neocon site, and they have been giving him hour-long interviews. They're saying that he's leading the polls in Iowa and Idaho or wherever. And they're just really pushing them because they see that Giuliani has some problems. Fred Thompson's not even in the race. McCain's not going anywhere. And even Mitt Romney. I mean, this guy is coming off like a fruit and a flake.
He looks like a guy that should be hosting the Love Connection on 3:30 in the afternoon after the soap operas that Chuck Woolery's job used to do.
Yeah.
That's what he reminds me of. Totally.
Or
everything's rehearsed, greased, lubed, ready to go. Like rolling and action.
Greased and lubed is a good thing. I could see him standing on the floor of a Mercedes-Benz dealer.
Yeah. Right.
But this guy's at best a new car dealer, not presidential material.
No.
But they're downplaying again. They're downplaying Ron Paul. There is no mention of Ron Paul anywhere.
Right, of course. Right. Mm-hmm. I looked over the weekend, and I even looked around town to see if, you know, there were signs when I was coming out of town of anybody's even aware of that, and I didn't see a lot of it. What I am very interested, though, extremely interested in, is now that Oprah Winfrey's has stepped up, what that's going to do in terms. I'm interested to see how much power she's going to yield with her own media force with women, and what that effect is going to have on that other guy's campaign. Of course, as we've talked about here, she's working for Citibank. I'm sorry if she's going to promote people like Dave Ramsey and Susie Orman. I'm sorry. I'm not tuning into your show anymore. I never did much anyway. But.
And here's the weird thing about this. You know, blacks in this country have been oppressed, and it was all about freedom and, you know, the power of women. So here's a black woman tied in up to her eyeballs with the Matrix and the thieves out there. And what does she care? She's up there promoting a guy. Let's face it, folks, here, socialism is the bent for the Democratic Party. But who believes more in socialism and communism? Oh, that's right, people that have money.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So
it's
I'm
looked at that, and I got real because she's never really backed a political person before. I mean, yeah. Gotten up there and gone on the campaign trail. Because I didn't really get to see what she said, but I'm.
Oh, I did. I saw a small clip. I checked out Obama, and he's the guy. He's the president. Oh, she's throwing her full weight. No pun intended, in support, and I'm sure money behind Obama. You know,
okay.
I mean,
yeah.
here's the guy, and I'm not racially motivated, and I don't care what color you are, you know, whatever else. But, I mean, come on. I mean, here's one of the richest women in this country.
In the world.
How did she get that way? But, again, when you have that kind of star power, you've got that kind of influence, what effect she have on America if she just come out and said, look, folks, we got to sit down and have a little talk here. Because
yeah,
I don't
right.
care. Her being black, she might as well be chartreuse right now because she's selling people right back into slavery. And I've got no respect for this woman at all. None.
Yeah, well, what
and
she's
I loved
done...
her. I loved her in the color purple. But as far as anything else goes, I got no use for it.
Yeah, she should... keep out of the big boys' ways. I mean, I'm looking at her, I'm like, look, this is the woman that's promoted Susie Orman, big mistake, has Citibank backing her show, even bigger mistake. And, this is here's what, you know, I say to me, this is show business. There's the show and then the business. The business is really where the powers that be flip the switch. And Oprah Winfrey, my just intuitive feeling is if she gets caught up in this political stuff, it's going to hurt her career big time
right.
because there's a lot of people that are going to make some shifts having to deal with her.
You know, and people have got to understand this, that I am apolitical. I don't care Republican. I don't care Democrat. I don't care independent. The first group of people, individuals or groups of people that finally understand that, hey, we need to get out the rule book again. Oh, that's right. It's called that stodgy old... Constitution thing, and let's start playing by the rules once again so we can have good people coming up. And if they want to run on a Democratic ticket, fine. They want to run on a Republican ticket, fine. They want to go independent, that's good as well. But let's get out the rule book and let's stop this trash and get on with life and living. I am so sick of it, James. It's you can tell by the sound of my voice that I'm getting a little
yeah. yeah, I know. I'm glad you're not – are you not – you're stopped in your vehicle, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes, I'm not multitasking.
Well, Oprah Winfrey – I mean, I honestly think based upon insiders that I know in families that are close to her that I don't think she really – knows what in the world's going on with the Federal Reserve and the banking and everything. Because at that, most people, when they get really successful in show business, they go into a separate universe and they're not even attached in the mainstream world at all. They hear yes to everything. And I think if she was really told the truth,
well, let's test her mettle. I'll tell you what, you've got some connections. I know she's a busy woman. But let's sit down.
I call Harpo in Chicago.
Let's sit down, have a little chat here with Oprah and set her straight and see what her moxie, let's see what her character really is about. Because I'll tell you what, we can't suppose, we can't imagine. We got to make sure that the people have the facts, and then we'll see which way they're going to jump.
Yeah. Well, okay.
I'm going to let you go. I'm going to get back on the road.
All righty.
We'll be with you tomorrow, my friend.
Okie dokie.
All right.
We'll be right back after this, everybody. All right. Safe trip, John.
Thank you.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Okay, everybody, sorry we're having a little technical issue there. I'm back. Thank you, John, for calling in and checking in. I want to get into a little bit because I know we're talking about Oprah Winfrey there. Have I met this woman? No. Do I know people that know her? And have met her? Yes. So again, like every public figure, they have their personal life, personal agenda, and then they have their show business career. And Oprah Winfrey has done enormous things for humanity, tons and tons and tons of things. But some of the smartest people I know are not aware of what the Federal Reserve is, how it works, what the IRS has done, what the government has done to its own people financially. They're just not aware of it because they're not in a universe that would even get them close to even dealing with that issue, especially on that type of level, because Oprah Winfrey is no longer really with humans in terms of how they interact normally. She will never have a normal life ever because of the people's reaction to the media field and who she is. So whether or not she knows anything about this guy and what he's really about, what he's supporting, I don't know. But so what I am going to do is because of her participation in the massacre of mines financially, what I'm going to do is I will kind of contact Harpo Productions, which is out of Chicago, and I will get a hold of one of their producers, and I will tell them who I am, what the show is, and what Oprah is participating in by the promotion of Susie Orman and Dave Ramsey, who are talking about financial responsibility in an age where the people that issue the money and that run the whole show have no responsibility and do not care about you whatsoever. And then we are blamed for going into debt and socially conditioned to thinking that we're all a bunch of losers because they created a system, and now all of us are having to pay for it, not just with our own lives, but probably with our kids' kids and their kids' kids, and so forth and so on. So it's important to remember that these people that are so-called you look up to, don't just look across. You don't need to look up to them. They are basically successful because of you, and their success depends on you. So remember that. If you don't like something, don't buy it. If you don't like this star, don't go see their movies. If you don't like Oprah and what she stands for, don't watch. It's simple as that. More of you have power than you even have any idea of in terms of being able to alter the way things are. Part of what is by becoming fiscally responsible with yourself, understanding how the financial system works, and understanding what you're messing with when you own credit cards and you cannot keep up with the payments, you cannot keep up with their harassment, you cannot keep up with their complete usury and rape of your life, all of those things. This show and this whole concept that has been brought here, not only for you to learn the truth about economics and how it pertains to you, it's also designed to get you out of credit card debt or any unsecured debt that's raped your life and it stopped you from having fun, which is what you should be doing. And it's also designed to alter your consciousness so that you can manifest abundance, riches, and attract wealth, but attract wealth in a way which works for you and where it doesn't take away from you. Because they all want you to go spend money, and they all want you to make money. So the more that you make, they can take. They want you to spend, but at the same time, they want to control you completely financially on every level. Now, I always mention this, and I'll mention it again. These are the issues that you need to look into when you're looking at the credit card industry before you consider anything else. You get the right information. One, get yourself a copy of Freedom to Fascism. You can order that at 800-724-2719. The cost is almost next to nothing, so order 10 of them. Give them out to your friends. Tell everybody. Number two, you need to get a copy of In Debt We Trust, directed by Emmy Award-winning journalist Danny Schechter. That goes into the entire credit card industry and the economics of America and how much the credit card industries have so much power and can buy people off and steal from you and rape your life. And also, once again, is Maxed Out, directed by our dear friend Schechter. Not Jonathan Schechter. I'm completely missing this guy's name. I'll get to him in a moment. My Alzheimer's is kicking in on full force. James Sherlock. Sorry. My apologies, James. James Sherlock, director of Maxed Out. That's another movie you need to check out as well. Both of those things, if you watch that and then watch Freedom of Fascism for one nice drop at the end, your life will be very different after that, because then you're going to have to take responsibility for what you've participated in and now what you know. So your conscious mind has now been given this information, and now you're going to have to process it and go forth into the world and survive in what is right now we're living in like a, you know, prison here. But it's a prison. There's nothing – I want to mention this, and I'm going to continue going back to this. There's nothing out there external of what's in here within you. So these changes and these thinking and pattern changes that you need to make to change your life, to increase your wealth, have to be done within you. And part of the thing is understanding what you're involved with. That's first. And then it's learning about it, and then it's taking action and doing it. So we will be back right after this. I'm going to hand out the number for callers to call in. It's 800-313-9443. Give me a shout. But we'll talk to you. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Alrighty, we are back. This is Cash Flow with James Martinez. The telephone number to call in if you've got questions or comments. I want to hear from you guys how you're spending this year, if you're using cash, what the financial situation is in terms of how you're dealing with it now. The telephone number to call in is 1-800-313-9443. Now, back to you. I want you to imagine right now that if I were looking at you, right in your face, looking at you talking about this particular thing with the credit cards and your finances, and you pretend, or I'm talking to somebody right now where this information is new, and I'm telling you and educating you on what the truth is and what you can do about it. Now, when I look at most people and I look inside their eyes, I know that what they're seeing is an interpretation in their mind of what's been socially conditioned beforehand. And I'm strictly talking about this in terms of how it references with credit cards. Because most people that I've talked to where this issue is new, they get completely lost and almost abreact and get angry, and or don't even know how to react. Because most people, when you're talking to them, you're talking to their past or what they've learned to that point in time when you're just talking to them at that second. And whatever they're saying is not really what they're saying. It's an interpretation or idea of what they think they should be saying at that second through the five sensory systems that they perceive their reality. So the reason why I'm saying this is because, and it's very important to understand, that the credit card companies and the banks have facilitated and reinforced a thinking system ingrained within your neurology. So you have automated behavior about your association with money and how you spend it and when you pay your bill and how you're supposed to feel about it when you pay the bill. All of those things are preconditioned ideas within your nervous system. Because anytime I'm speaking to somebody about their finances, and whether it's on the phone or in front of them, I'm speaking to their past. Because they basically, the past is what's running people. And when I begin up this new idea of, okay, this is your credit card situation, you have unsecured debts, here's an issue on how to resolve that. Most of the time, unless they're ready for new information, there's a major reaction, and it's they're not connecting. Because anytime you introduce a new behavior modality, or new behavior thinking, and that's you have to reinforce that thinking systematically over and over again, the same way you've had it your whole life, most of you, in terms of how you relate to your money and credit cards. So everything that's going on for you to make any shifts in your thinking and consciousness has to start within first. And then it needs to be reinforced. And a lot of you find discomfort in the fact of even changing, because you've been so used to thinking in a certain way and reacting in a certain way to the past and your relationship to credit cards. And when you're interested and you're being forced through stress to come to a new road where the gate is open and now you can liberate yourself and go into a new form of financial thinking, some of you, believe it or not, have a whole big problem with that. Change is like difficult for you to make that shift. Some of you, it's because you're married and you don't agree upon the same issues, and your both perceptions about the reality of your credit card situations are slightly different, because one's more programmed and stuck in their stuck states about the relationship with money versus one that's in big trouble because they may be the breadwinner and they have a little bit more behavioral flexibility because they're desperate and they need to change. All of you need to get into one form of thinking and that thinking only when you're talking about changing your life and eliminating your credit card debt. You need to feel good first. And if you don't know what that means, you need to imagine a life where you don't have any credit card debt, where you have money in savings or gold, or you are not even considering having to deal with any financial problems or credit card bills coming in. What would that be like? What would it be like to own everything that you have outright? What would it be like to know that when there's a problem, you know, an accident, or say you want to buy something for somebody, that those funds are there and they're going to come back easily? You don't have a problem dealing in a world where you can pursue your dreams and have a family or go to school or whatever and not have to deal with it. What would that be like? And then you have to imagine yourself feeling good in it at that moment. And if you have to see it, you have to see pictures of yourself in that modality. And you have to imagine yourself feeling good, because most people that I talk to with credit cards feel like crap all the time about everything. And this word debt and paying your bills and getting your credit card debt, just that word, when you talk to somebody in the street, if you just say debt and look at them real closely to their face, you'll see micro muscle movement changes and stress associated with the word. Because in this country, that's the programming since childhood. And one of the things that we want to do here is alter our educational system, especially on the college level. Because as these two films that I've mentioned to you before, Maxed Out and Debt We Trust, I went to college campuses and talked about that issue and talk about students that had commit suicide over credit card debts. Now, that is probably the idea of millions of you out there, but you never actually did it. So I believe there was two or three cases of this in the U.S. One was in Texas. I don't know where, But when they shot the film, they said that that particular person was in Texas. I have no idea where, but the fact that that even happens equates to probably millions and millions and millions of other people considering it. Because they got these things coming in every month, and they're sometimes taking two jobs and going to school at the same time. How do you do that? And how are you supposed to study? How are you supposed to relax? And you're supposed to learn. And when you've paid for an institution to teach you, to prepare you to go into the world, and you've paid them your tuition fees, books, all of that, all of which are totally overpriced, and then they allow credit card companies to come into their campus and invade your life and entrap you, lie to you, and do all of that, they need to answer to that. Because they, too, the college that you're at, have to answer to that because you're paying them. And a lot of times some of you have school loans, and sometimes your parents are assisting you with paying for education. I don't think there's a parent in this country that ever would allow their student, their child, to go to a school and know that Citibank was going to be latching its fangs into their neck in their first semester when they arrive at school. And that's all they want, a nice little bite into you. They'll issue credit cards at $500 to students that are new because they think that, oh, since they're in their learning modality and their learning thing, that's what they're here to do is get their grades and go to school. Well, they need to learn how to be slaves to the credit card companies too. Why wouldn't they be? Well, we're at college. This is a learning institution. Logically, I guess it's okay that, you know, if I'm taking economics classes and so forth, well, I need to learn how to manage my money, whatever, whatever. Yeah. All of that is just crap because I saw it at my school and I was in junior year with $45,000 of credit card and I had nothing. Zero. And I was like, how in the hell did I get $45,000 of a credit line on gold cards where I don't even have enough money to go down the street to get something to eat during those years? That's crazy. What makes a credit card company think that at that age you have that type of money coming in? They know. They want you to perceive that tomorrow will be a better day and you will have the money. That's what it's all about. As I mentioned to one of the other radio talk hosts on this network, what it does to somebody's timeline when they pay now, they buy their groceries, they have their cash, money goes to cashier, cashier gives check, you take home groceries, done. It's not like swipe credit card, you wanted this, and press this and debit this and all that. It's a different emotional reaction. When you've done with a credit card, when you swipe that through at the cashier's desk and then you sign for it, something happens there. Most people don't even look at the price and what they spent. They just sign it real fast because they got people behind them and they don't even know what's occurred at that moment, that they just created more debt at that moment and they enslave themselves further by using credit cards. Bad. Okay, so I know some of you are like, okay, I understand. I listen to what you're saying. Okay. And so I want some information on how to get out of the situation that I'm in. You may do the following. You may call this number, and it's a 12-minute overview of what Court Mediation Services does with Brad Daly, who's been on this show, and I'm trying to get him on again this week. We had him on November 1st. You can listen to that in the archives. But if you listen to the overview, it'll tell you everything, what's entailed, how it is, what it is. And then after that, you can leave your name, number, and email address to contact me. Or you can just email me at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. And I will send you further information for you to review, as well as telephone numbers if you didn't hear them on the broadcast or whatever. Okay, the telephone number to call to listen to the overview is 888-213-7655. Again, it's 888-213-7655. So, again, what you want to do is check these movies out, one of them, all of them, whichever you choose. Then you need to listen to that overview and then perhaps listen to some of the archives November 1st, in particular with Brad Daly. Some of his clients that had worked with him and gone through the program were on there, as well as him, myself, and John. And you want to listen to all of that. Once pretty much you've listened to that, it will be such a radical shift in your former thinking that you'll pretty much be ready to go after that. Again, fine. You're ready to go. You're ready to change your life. You're ready to start anew. As I always say to people, okay, now you've made the shift. What are you going to do next? How are you going to be spending your money next? Because what you do not want to do is get back into the same behavior patterns that you had before. Because most people in this society now are robots, and they don't even know it. I can prove it to you, because most people that are carrying around cell phones that are attached to their body, they are part of their body now. They're automated. Humans are more automated than ever before, and they're more disconnected than ever more, even though it looks like they're more connected, because they can be anywhere on the planet now and be connected to somebody else. That's the part of the illusion. And anybody that reads Marshall McLuhan understands what the electronic environment does to consciousness and what it does to technology and finances and everything else. That's why I say that. So people are extremely cut off. So what you need to do is, when you begin this process, you need to start thinking in new ways, not old ways, new ways. New ways that make you feel good about who you are, and makes you feel good that you can pay for things yourself. You do not need to borrow. Your dreams can come true. You can be an individual. You do not have to fall under peer pressure like they program you with the Visa commercials and every other garbage that they're feeding out to millions of people on TV. You do not have to be that way. You can be an individual. You can be an artist of your own. You can be your own financial artist by moving forward into a new, different thinking pattern. And your friends will wonder why you're so happy, and they're going to want to know why. Because they're coming home, coming through the door, putting their keys down after they've been driving their Porsche, and then they open up their bills, and they see all the credit cards issues and everything else. And then it's like, okay, most people that pay their credit cards, they see the bill, they feel bad, and then they electronically pay it. They don't always pay with a check. But feeling bad is temporary until the payment has gone out, and then the card goes back in the wallet, and then they go out in the world again. Because it's like deferred pain. That's what I call it. You want to feel now good now, or do you want to feel good or bad later? It's like that whole thing. That's why I'm saying your emotional feelings and how it relates to your financial situation with your credit cards, that's the whole key to everything. Everything is how you feel internally about it and how you're reacting to stimulus outside as you go out to your job or driving down the street or going to the gym or whatever it is that you do. How are you reacting when you run into situations where you need to spend or purchase or do some kind of financial transaction? What's going on at that second when it occurs? Because the brain does not learn slowly. It learns quickly. And especially once it wants to change into something new, it can do it quickly. But keeping do it in an automated fashion needs to be by repetition. And advertisers spend millions and millions of dollars programming you to do things in a certain fashion. You may notice on a lot of the late night commercials that sell you exercise equipment, they always refer to the 21-day money guarantee back, because they know in 21 days that's the hypnotic number that promotes change. There's a special significance to that number, 21 days, especially when it has something to do with your self-esteem. So they program that into their commercials. So all of that is extremely important, because as I've mentioned to everybody having to deal with this debt issue, including John, other guests, people that I've talked to from all over the country, it's how do you feel about it now? Where do you want to feel about it? And how do you maintain that feeling once you're there? Because, again, go through this program, do it, start anew, and you've got to start programming yourself to think about prosperity thinking. You need to visualize your things that you want in your Okay, everybody. That was what's called a pattern interrupt. You're listening to me in full thought, and then electronic disturbance happens, and it interrupts your pattern. That's exactly – that's ironic, synchronistic that it actually occurred at that point, because it's exactly what I wanted to talk to you about. Interrupting your pattern is the key to the whole game here. You can do so and change your life for the better and have a greater financial future in more ways than you possibly imagined up to this point. But now you have to make it your agenda to visualize that every day at every moment and make it your mantra. So the telephone number for calling in for inquiries live if you're ready to go – you may dial me direct at 877-331-0626. If you want to listen to the overview on what I'm talking about and what this program entails, you can dial 1-888-213-7655. Okay, so very interesting that that occurred, and I'm going to tell you why that's so interesting and what it means to you right when I get back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Okie dokie, this is Cash Flow. This is James Martinez. We are back Okay, what you just experienced about 5 minutes ago was an interrupt in the transmission of what I was saying to you. That's the same type of thing that you need to interrupt in your own mind about your relationship to finances and especially your credit cards. You need to, everybody's seen on the football games where all of a sudden the coach gets poured all ice all over his head at the end of it. It completely breaks his trance and he alters his consciousness into a new thinking modality because he's in shock. Well, you need to alter your behavior and shock yourself. But when you react to it and what you're going to go into the next level of what your thinking is going to be, you need to start visualizing and manifesting wealth and thinking about it in a new different way. And I say this because what happens when you do this program is you've changed your entire life at that point, because you basically flipped a switch from one thinking to another thinking. So suddenly you have alleged debt to suddenly now you don't have any credit card debt, or you've been thinking and been run, but your whole past has been run in a completely different way, and now suddenly it's different and you don't want to start doing what you were doing in the past. So I say most people are run by their past. You need to have a conscious behavior thinking every day of what you're going to do and how you're going to manifest money and how you're going to spend it in a society that wants to enslave you and make you do its rules financially to own you. To own you and your life is basically what's happened. And that cannot go on anymore. So for those of you that need to begin this process and you've got unsecured debts that need to be taken care of, you may dial the following: 888-213-7655, and that overview will explain the entire process to you, and you can begin there. Make sure you leave your email address, because everything happens pretty much electronically in terms of me sending you paperwork and you reviewing stuff. So make sure you have an email address there so you can get what you need. Also, I want to let everybody know as well that shortly not too far away, but you're going to start seeing the credit card commercials are going to be changing even more so. So much so that they will not only be making fun of people using cash, but they're going to condition you to make you think it's wrong to use it, specifically wrong to use it, and that you will look bad and feel bad for even doing that, or look like an idiot for doing that. Again, that's an idea coming from a tube of electronics called the television. It's not real. None of it is. And so those feelings that you feel when you're watching TV or seeing media, just if you happen to see it, click off the feelings you get. Hit mute or just shut it off if you have to, or just edit as you're watching it and understand what's going on. A lot of you do that already. I know this listener base is pretty sophisticated in terms of know what's going on, but our numbers are increasing and I'm getting people from all over the place, all over the U.S. and some places outside of the U.S. that are listening to this broadcast, because they're being affected by the credit cards in their country and what's going on with the whole infrastructure economically of this country. So everybody's watching now. It's kind of like the coming down to the final match point of a new election coming. Bush is going to be hitting it out. We've got the gigantic cleanup crew coming in that's going to alter forever how you think and how you deal with your finances. So we'll be back tomorrow with John and myself. This is Cashflow with James Martinez. Everybody have a great afternoon, and we will talk to you all soon. Take care.